Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And coming in on that call in and speak from that long-awaited Detox album. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 39. 39 already. Anyway, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free. Why, yeah, if you want to listen live that way, that's cool. But if you're hearing us out there and we appreciate it, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, concerns. Hey, send in MP3 format music or commercials to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Disclaimers, three of them. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. Now, I will let you know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for the hottest music. You can also go to Twitter for Alfred Porter JR1 and go to Twitter for Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 or Alfred Porter JR numeral 1. You can Instagram J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J.R. period, Joseph Motley Jr. You can also Facebook Kent and Angelica. That's Kent, N, that's right, N, by itself, consonant N, and Angelica with that K on there. You could also Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You could also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can check out the nicest sounds from producer Emax Image at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can also, let's see, go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. That Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary Cleveland for some of the videos of what's happened with Black on Black Crime parties and other events. Then there is also, got to put it out there, Twitter, Man in the Street 1313. Man in the Street 13. And then check out www.templabor.org. You can also go to thelogtv.com or go to the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records with We Are Cleveland section. That's Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland YouTube channel. Now, what I'm going to take the time to do is give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, things that happened. I would like to say that last Monday, the Nerve DJs Weekend was actually in a number two spot. So everything that was, you know, listed after the number two spot just got pushed down. That's it. But Nerve DJs Weekend should have made the top number two spot. But we're going with a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. I'm glad my staff caught that. All right, let's start. Number 10, debuting. It's a closed session. What's a closed session? Or a session of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop? You'll find out more about that probably by next week. Number 9, debuting, the Black Talk Table. Number 8, debuting. Hey, this is looking pretty good. The United Hip Hop Unity Skippy to Rad album release that's happening on Saturday. That's like number 8. But let's try to look at some of what's going on because, hey, if I don't get to it, I won't get to it. So anyway, the United Hip Hop Unity Skippy to Rad album release. Anyone on Facebook can check it out, as this event was created to keep Max Julian and his visions alive. Can you envision it, a vision of unity big enough to squash the beef and violence in and out of the music scenes? Can you imagine the amount of things we could do together, the amount of love that we could all have from all that we share? Hip-hop united. United we stand. So for more details are coming soon. So we're looking forward to that album release online. Also, I know that I didn't give you one of the ideas of what was going on, but the event that's upcoming, which would have been in the number 9 spot, is this Saturday, the Black Talk Table on Facebook. And this episode will be discussing the views of the tragic death of Mayor Jackson's grandson, upcoming Woo Storm show, and Lyrical's birthday plans with Lyrical Storm. Now, number 7 is definitely on Facebook. It's called Breaking the Cycle of Domestic Violence. I'm looking forward to at least hearing more about that particular program itself. It's called Breaking the Cycle of Domestic Violence, and that's on Facebook as well, and that's for Sunday. Number 6, Facebook Panties Not Boxers, that's on Saturday. Number 5, debuting, also, the Women's March, Cleveland In-Person March for Reproductive and Civil Rights, October 2nd. 2021. So that is upcoming. One thing I would like to at least point out about that is to let people know that the main focus of it is that this is a public in-person rally in March that does not require registration. Contact telephone number is 216-659-0473. Calling on all women across racial, ethnic, socioeconomic, religious, and gender lines and their supporters. This event will begin with a noon rally on Market Square, followed by a 1:30 p.m. march. The address is Market Square Park, across from the West Side Market in Cleveland, at the corner of West 25th Street and Lorraine Avenue. Women's March Cleveland will join cities nationwide and Women's March National in Washington, D.C. So that's what's going on there. I do know I did mention the breaking, because I think it's important to the cycle of domestic violence, and that's the Sunday event. And so what I'm going to make the attempt to do is let people know about that one. Going back, I should let people know that, fortunately, that had a lot of hype and everything going in, and we just looked up for that one. So there's been changed to an upcoming time. So with that being said, number six is Panties Not Boxers, and that event is also on Facebook, and it's letting people know that that is happening this coming Saturday, 9:45 a.m. to 12 noon, and that event is, we will be leaving Sunbeam School and walking to Shaker Square, where we will have several speakers talk about House Bill 378. As a matter of fact, five-star General Donald Walker Brown, you get an infamous shout-out for calling me while I'm in the midst of my radio show on a Monday night. Anyway, men should not be the deciding factor of what we as women can and should do with our bodies. Enough is enough, and we will make our voices heard. Come and join us. Number four is debuting Facebook Ingenuity at the Lake that happened last Saturday. Number three is debuting, and I can at least tell people that if you find it on Facebook, it's First Activist Crime and Violence Convention at the Dialogue Center. Everyone is welcome. Activists, individuals, groups. Wear your colors, uniforms, banners, flags, meet and greet as we unite and come together against crime and violence in our city. That's Tuesday, tomorrow, September 28th at 5 p.m., 15415 Kipling. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio. Numbers to call, 216-253-4070 or 216-804-7462. If you call that 804 number before 10 p.m., you'll get an infamous shout-out. Or you can call up 216-990-0679. And it will have a special word from Art McCoy, 40 years in this, about fighting crime. He's the godfather of black-on-black crime. As a matter of fact, when it comes down to it, I probably should tell people about the First Activist Crime and Violence Convention, which will happen tomorrow. And like we said, it's a meet and greet at the Dialogue Center. There'll be a special word from Art McCoy, the godfather of black-on-black crime. Special, www.voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m., also, movie being filmed, plus DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring Miss Pulse Points. Food and fellowship. Activists, individuals, groups, wear your colors, bring your flags, bring your business cards. It's a convention. And that's all I can say about that one. Also, I would like to say, number two, the top ten from a Monday to a Monday, it moved up. Facebook, Malik X, Prince-ish, Feed the People. That was last Monday. It even was going on after this program ended, aired, this radio program. It was still going on. And also, a shout-out to Malik X. We've played his music a lot of times on this show. He can be voted on Scene Magazine as Best Hip-Hop Artist. So it's good to see him make that nomination. And moving up to number one, last Saturday, Umadop Crime Victims event. They had free food, Angelo Miller Foundation, Brick House Wellness, Monique Jones, Honeybell Bay, Reentry, both mayoral candidates. You had Ward 7 candidates show up. You it was just a heavy-hitting event where a lot of activists showed up to support some of the people who were speaking. So we were very, very glad of that. Now I get to go back here and continue on with the rest of this program on a Monday. I do need to at least get my salutations out of the way. Mario Van Peebles, who was an excellent director, but a lot of people don't realize that we lost a great one because we lost Melvin Van Peebles, who was born Melvin Peebles, P-E-E-B-L-E-S, Peebles, August 21st, 1932 to September 22nd, 2021. American actor, filmmaker, playwright, novelist, composer. He worked as an active filmmaker into the 2000s. His feature film debut, The Story of a Three-Day Pass, in 1967, was based on his own French language novel and was shot in France, as it was difficult for a black American director to get work at the time. The film won an award at the San Francisco International Film Festival, which gained him the interest of Hollywood studios, leading to the American feature debut, Watermelon Man, in 1970. He was also issuing further overtures from Hollywood. He used his successes he had far to bankroll his work as an independent filmmaker. In 1971, he released his best-known work, creating and sharing in and starring in the film Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, considered one of the earliest and best-regarded examples of the blaxploitation genre. He followed this up with the musical Don't Play Us Cheap, based on his own stage play, and continued to make films, write novels, and stage plays in English and in French, although the next several decades, his final films include the French language film Le Conte de Ventre Plein in 2000 and the absurdist film Confessionals Exdufus Itchy Footed Mother in 2008. His son, filmmaker and actor Mario Van Peebles, appeared in several of his works and portrayed him in the 2003 biographical film Badass. So, there you go, Melvin Van Peebles. I have a lot of music I could choose from. I do, for a lot of different reasons. My thing is, I want to say I thank you all for tuning in once again. I do have a lot of fun doing what I do. It gives me the chance to just sit back, enjoy life. And as I do that, I get a chance to just mellow back a little bit. And that's a good thing to be able to do that. My thing is just to be able to enjoy what's happening. I'm going to take the time and play something from, might as well play Rise. And, that's interesting to me. For the simple fact, I do get a chance to sit back, talk to people, and see what might be going on. This particular program, it looks like we're going to have a lot of fun for the simple fact that this is Blog Talk Radio. When it comes down to it, you get a chance to do certain things, and my thing is always to check out and see what's happening, even news-wise. Sometimes things go the way they're supposed to, and other times things get very interesting. The reason I say that is because, there we go. So I get a chance to at least check out on this one with everybody what I was telling you earlier. We decided to find a couple of good songs, and I hadn't played Live from the Garage for a little while. But since they are nominated, Malik X, who's a big part of that group, he is definitely O-B-Q-T for Scene Magazine's Best Artist. That would cause me to at least get out here and do my best to play that particular song. So I'm very thankful that I get a chance to do that, and I'm going to play the song Rise from Malik X, and he is definitely nominated for the Best Of. You can check out that magazine, pick it up where issues are, or at least look for the Best Of Cleveland and vote online. But before I do that, let me stop what I'm doing and go to the 216-317 phone number. I thank you for taking the time to call in this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That is phenomenal. So tell me, who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Chelsea Brown, the Chocolate Fox, the first lady of Cleveland hip hop. Right.
With that being said, that's a great introduction for you. It really is. I'm going to at least ask you, how did you earn the title? See, I know it. Some people have heard it. But I want my audience to hear, how did you earn that title as the first lady of Cleveland hip hop?
Yes, I earned that title because I actually am the first female of Cleveland hip-hop. So going back to hip-hop, back in the golden age, it was like no females around, and it was me and my girl, Slick Vic, rest in peace. And we was like the first ones. I grabbed the mic first, and we were performing at Beckman Hall back in the day with Johnny O.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, because you're making the music choices for tonight very, very easy. Reason being is somebody actually did a tribute song to Johnny O. So with that being said, I'm going to at least say, how have you remained like one of the people in the forefront in this industry? Because I hear a lot of people say, I used to do this, and they don't remember, and this, but you've still been hitting us with new material. You've been active in the community. Talk to us, please.
Well, it's just a passion, you know, for hip-hop. When I found out that I was the first lady of Cleveland hip-hop, I was doing a documentary with J. Cool. I found out he's
okay.
Out doing them. And, yeah. So when I found that out, I just told God I wanted to use that, not just go around like, I'm the first lady of Cleveland hip-hop. You know, I wanted to use that as a platform for mental health. So I, God just put it on my platform to go out and, you know, bring mental health awareness to the forefront as well. So that's another reason why I've been so active with everything. And just being in that little Cleveland hip-hop community is everything, like Laylo Slim, Get Right, and then Suave Gotti. You know, they help me out when I do my fly like that. So just being, you know, engulfed in that hip hop community of Cleveland is refreshing as well.
Wow. And I'm glad you're talking about what you do, because a lot of people tend to shy away from the subject of mental health. So talk to me about what is it a lot of us miss, or maybe some of the stigmas, or why it's so important or a passion for you.
It's so important because there would be no health without mental health. Mental health is like the center of everything. And again, you hear me going, I'm first like getting hit by you guys. But actually, I lost my mother, and it was just so devastating for me. And I actually, you know, my hip hop career was like intermittent. It was off and on because of that. Just struggling with that. And with that being said, so that made me have the compassion for that with mental health, because it was very devastating for me. I mean, to the point I was in and out of mental hospitals and everything. So I had to really cope with losing my mother. It just was a process. And so now I want to pass that on to people, how to grieve or, you know, deal with grief once you lose somebody, because that's where my mental health came from. My problem with mental health, my struggle with chronic depression and all of this came about as a result of me losing my mom. So with that being said, I know a lot of people, you know, lose people. We lose people every day. And some people can handle it. They can, like, go cry in the shower and go to work the next day. But there's some people that can't get up, and they don't even wash up the next day, or they didn't have nothing to eat, or
yeah,
they just lay there in limbo, you know. So I wanted to put some resources out there where they can have places where they can call and, you know, try to start bringing, you know, a lot of my dreams into fruition with that. Like, even actually have, like, a, you know, a mental hospital with an emergency room, you know, where somebody might flip out in the middle of the night. You don't have to just, you know, go to Cleveland Clinic. You can go to an actual hospital that's just, you know, specializing in your mental health when that's the case.
I thank you so much for putting that out there. I've gone through some things, losing loved ones, that my thing is you have to be able to punch back and punch past certain stigmas or so-called labels that people want to throw at you, because the important thing is to be able to deal with grief. And there's a lot of help out there, and I'm very blessed and thankful. And so hearing you have been doing this. Mm-hmm. This is not a fly-by-night thing. You've been dealing with this for the past, I'll say, few years, making sure that people get resources and that things happen. So with that being said, what are you doing, I'll say, this coming Saturday?
Yes, and so also, October is Mental Health Awareness Month, October and May. So we'll always have, you know, something going on at that time of the year. I've been doing October. I'm going to start doing May as well. But actually this month, so Saturday, which is October the 2nd, I'm having my third annual bike ride for mental health. And this year is going to be at the Rockefeller Lagoon Park on 105 and MLK, across from the tennis court. By VA VA hospital.
Okay.
About my uncle Elmer, rest in peace. But yeah, right by VA hospital. So it's gonna be there, and it's Saturday from 9:30 to 2:30. So we have light refreshments and all of that. And then I want to continue it this year, do something different, because again, be mentally healthy. So that is my mental health slogan. So I'm all about healthiness and happiness, and that's what that slogan means. So also,
okay,
I'm having a skate party. I'm having a skate party October 22nd and 23rd for the kids. So it's going to be at Zelma George Recreation Center. And on the 22nd of October, it's going to be from 9 p.m. to midnight, and that'll be for the kids like 13 and older. And then Saturday on the 23rd, of October, it will be from noon to 2:30 p.m. for the little kids. So it's a free skate party. I want the kids to come out and enjoy themselves and to skate and have a good time. off of mental health awareness, and then maybe I can drop some jewels on them to tell them the importance of mental health and pretending that you have the things that you want and how you can manifest and attract things to you. So I want to teach them that as well.
You know something? You have really, really, honestly and truly got my attention. I have to say, you have to be commended on this because, you know, I have a hard time just being around little kids or children for long periods of time, and you're putting out an event. What causes you to want to reach out to that demographic?
I know. It's so hard on us, again, when we lose someone, just grieving, but it's even harder on children. They don't have any understanding, you know. And sometimes, again, like, you can't go in the shower and close the door. Sometimes they even get a glimpse of you crying, you know. So I just want to explain that to them, like, so that they can know that that's a part of life. You know, I had to really understand, like, this happens. It's going to continue to happen. It's inevitable. We're all going to pass away. But just to know how to deal with it, you know, healthily. And also, when you grieve, it says in the Bible, you're supposed to grieve with hope. So I don't think I grieved with any hope when I lost my mom. And, you know, me and my best friend, her name is Nuki, Sherry, she also went through the same thing near her with mental struggles. And it was scary at times where, you know, people didn't think we would come out of it because we dealt with it for a number of years. And, you know, coming out of it is just so refreshing. And, you know, God has been showing me a lot of stuff, like he quickened me and brought it to me about the law of compensation and why we're needed to do this. So with the law of compensation, there's three things. It has to be a desire for what's being done. You have to be well at what you do. And it has to be a difficulty to replace you. So all three of those, we have those in a nutshell. So, and being the difficulty to replace us, normally people that deal with mental health and they're strong and stand up there and, you know, advocate for it, is normally that they're doing it, you know, for someone else, a family member that went through it or someone that they know that went through it or dealt with it. But in this particular case, we've actually dealt with it and been through it ourselves. And God just brought us out of it to enlighten people about it as well. So that is, you know, something that we're enlightened about when we found out that. So that gives us motivation to really do it, you know, because, like, even a doctor and stuff like that, they always say experience is the best teacher. So we experience this. So we, you know, we want to share it. And, you know, different activities like vision board, you know, that'll be like one of vision board therapy. That'll be one of the activities that we have, like, when we do more get-togethers and peer-to-peer groups where people can, you know, draw it and, you know, put, you know, their dreams together and just show how to bring it into fruition and get all the things that they want out of life. And also mainly solidify that relationship with God. You need that. Everybody needs that.
Wow. I appreciate the phone call. I really do. I'm honored because you'll be a special guest star at voiceitradio.com tomorrow at 5 p.m.,
yeah,
which you should not be a stranger to have somebody like yourself there. It will be an honor. But again, for all the listeners out there for Monday, can you at least tell me where should a lot of us be this coming Saturday?
Okay, yeah. Saturday, October the 2nd. Let me look on here for the flyer, but I'm going to give you guys the actual address. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, is that it? Yeah. So the actual address is 3155 MLK Drive. So, no. I apologize. That is the address of Zelma George. But it's actually on 105. You can't miss it. It's 105 MLK. It's right under that shelter there, right across from the tennis court. We'll have light refreshments. I got some wristbands and stuff. We'll have a little Be Mentally Healthy paraphernalia, Victory Empowerment, which is actually the name of the company, me and my DP, Edwina Neal. We have Victory Empowerment, and that's all about the love of Jesus Christ and spreading that back to the community. So with that being said, we have domestic violence, mental health, financial literacy, community literacy, all kind of different programs to bring back into the community that falls under the Victory Empowerment. And then the Be Mentally Healthy, that's the slogan for mental health.
Thank you so much. We look forward
to everything
else you plan on doing. I will wait until tomorrow's show, because tomorrow we'll get a chance to talk to you about finding, well, maybe I'll ask you right now, how can we listen to some of your music?
Well, I got to drop some on my my website. I'm on the website, finished building it up, firstladyofclevelandhiphop.com, and first is the number one SC. So I'm going to drop some music on there. I've been having a lot of people ask me about a lot of my material stuff, so I'm putting together a catalog so I can put something out here. Because a lot of it, you know, First Lady, you know, that was like back in the day, so I still got some material and stuff. And I want to say this, too. Again, I go back with this thing so far back. So, you know, when I hear different names, like, you know, Roxanne Shante or something like that, I'm like, I was rapping before all of that. So I always tell people, like you're going to have to name Latifah, you know, when it comes to, you know, being on the level of, you know, me and how long I've been doing this, or somebody like Andy Stone from the Sugar Hill Gang. But it is one more person that I will tip my hat to, and that's Mama Porter. Yeah. That's a hip-hop queen right there.
I'm going to definitely tell her what you said. She'll appreciate it. She will appreciate it very much. And at least one good thing, I know she'll be listening to some of your music as it's put out. So we will look forward to checking out your website. And I definitely thank you for the phone in tonight. May you and your loved ones have a very blessed and solid evening.
Thank you so much. And we're going to have the helpline number. We're doing that this week. So we have a 1-800 number for helpline where you can call in about domestic violence and mental health and any of your struggles.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good night, Al Supporter Porter. You rock.
All right. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. That is, of course, that was the standout Chocolate Fox, and I am very, very stoked. Looking forward to tomorrow's radio show at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, but I see somebody else is chiming in this evening, 216-773. I have a 216-773 phone number. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing this evening?
I'm enjoying myself. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you called in this evening, because a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, and you ended up at an event that, because of the candidates who showed, you had Honeybell Bay, our own poet laureate, Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You also had a phenomenal singer in between. That particular event ended up being number one at the top of the charts with Mother Seti.
Wow. Hey, number one.
You were
there.
Number one. It was major. And it had some stiff competition, but because of some of the people who showed, tell me, who are we talking to this evening?
This is Dolores Gray with Breakhouse Women's Wellness, and community activists.
I hear you. And when you said that, I was like, wow. What causes you to claim the term activist? Because everybody, there's some people would be afraid of a name like that. But when did you first
realize
that's what you were doing?
I think I realized it at that time when I did that rally over there on 123rd, you know, regarding the young woman. And it's like that's when it kind of dawned on me that I'm more than an advocate. And advocates are very important because they really, you know, they work with people in any type of scenario, you know, that, you know, on specific topics. So, you know, I would say for me, I was an advocate, but it kind of transferred over to activism, which kind of, you know, they both kind of go hand in hand. But that's when I first discovered that I really was an activist when I was out there with the bullhorn and, you know, making sure people understood what was going on.
But Saturday was
really a great event. We had the candidates come out. I got Bibb and as well as Kelly, and we also had State Rep Stephanie House, along with the, you know, former Councilman T.J. Dow. So it was a full house. We even had football players, and I mean, it was really, 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 really great to have, you know, everybody out there, you know, regarding the situation of working in the community reentry. For men as well as helping women to empower them as well. So it was really, really a great event.
Yes, it was.
I enjoyed it.
And with that being said, what's going on?
Well, I mean, I know you are very aware because you're part of it as well, the Women's March on October the 2nd at 12. And it looks like, according to the organizer, Kathy Ray Coleman, like over 700 people. Looks like about 1,200, but, you know, I know it's more about the cause than, you know, what's, you know, about the individual person itself. But I think it's really going to be a major, you know, major event. I did send a message out to Mr. Bibb, and he will be out walking with us. And I also sent a message to Kelly as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, all these, you know, all the people that are saying that they are on board and they understand women's rights. And it's not just about abortion rights. It's about human rights. It's about domestic violence and everything in between. So it's about all of that. And that's what makes it even more awesome to have people out there standing in the trenches and around the trenches to make sure everyone is safe and to work to bring an end to all the negative things that are happening to women, especially women of color.
You know, I appreciate that. I really do. I'm going to at least ask you, how do you end up juggling a lot of things that you do, because I realize and recognize, like your invitation said, you have been involved in the political arena for years, empowering women, at least advocating and being an activist, a strong one. What goes into it for you? How are you able to at least juggle so many different things? Because sometimes I have a hard time chewing bubble gum and walking, but I'm just asking you, how are you able to do what it is that you do?
Well, you know, it's just a passion, you know. As I began, you know, my journey and getting involved in things in the community, it's like each day, you know, I was becoming more aware of what was going on. And that's what pushed me into, you know, doing more. And then meeting some of the people that I met that kind of also influenced me and basically mentored me. Like, for one, Miss Dot. I mean, she was a major influence. But, you know, just thinking about, you know, the community, I just began to wake up every morning with it on my mind. And so now it's something that I'm just going to do, you know, it's what I'm going to do automatically because it's just, I think that, you know, I really feel that this is my purpose, you know, because I really want to be out there. It's not like just sitting in the office, you know what I'm saying? And I really want to be out there. And when it comes to about empowerment of women, I think, you know, we have to look at a lot of different aspects of that, because, you know, there's a lot of women out there that have problems with low self-esteem, and they take it out on other women through jealousy and envy and, you know, backbiting and all that other stuff. So empowerment is a very big part of trying to, you know, just help, and even not just helping other women, but also helping myself to grow even more in what I'm doing. So I have a legacy I need to focus on regarding my grandchildren. And, you know, I know my daughter would have wanted me to do the things that I'm doing, because she, you know, used to tell people that my mama do this and she do that. But it's more about my purpose at this point and creating my legacy. So that's what keeps me going. My mother says it all the time. She's right here listening to me, but she, she says it all the time. When do you have time to rest? I'm like, there's no rest for the weary. So I'm just out there, what I do.
I hear you. I appreciate it. And how can people find, follow, join in, walk side by side with your movement?
Well, you can always go to my page at BrickHouseWellness.com. You know, well, Brick House Wellness on Facebook, and then I have the Brick House Wellness Women Empowerment 7.com. That is the website, and as well as, you know, go to Dolores Gray on Facebook. And I'm looking for people, because right now I will be starting, my program will be operational by the end of October. I mean, it was already operational, but, it's like more, I have more partners now. So I'll be doing that by the middle of October, where we'll have some workshops for women, and we'll be doing some fun things and some educational things and empowerment as well.
Then I appreciate that, and thank you once again for at least tuning in and being a part of our community. We appreciate you.
Okay, one more thing. People, do not forget, National Voter Registration Day begins tomorrow. If you know people who need to be registered, make sure you get them registered to vote. We are in the voting is November the 2nd, and October the 5th is the first day of early voting. So make sure you do that, and make sure you know about the Safer Cleveland Initiative, Issue 24. That's something that will be on the ballot on November the 2nd. That is for police accountability. So we need to make sure that we are looking at the things that will help us that's in our community. So make sure they look at those issues, those levies, and if you don't have it, go understand it, find somebody that will understand it to help you with it.
Appreciate that information. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great evening. And thank you, Al.
No problem. You're
show.
Welcome. Hey, I appreciate it. I do. And before I go to the 216-699 number, I would be remiss if I didn't at least go straight to the point of everything, where it says Issue 24 saves taxpayers money. Since 2014, the city of Cleveland has paid out $24 million in settlements arising from police misconduct. Independent community oversight is a tried and tested way to move policing in our city in the right direction and stop wasting taxpayer dollars on settlements for police wrongdoing. Issue 24 delivers real accountability for our communities by ensuring fair and independent investigations into police misconduct. Vote yes on Issue 24. Wow. This is a good way. Sometimes your phone call is segue you into certain things. 216-699. How you doing out there?
My black people that's on the line, the best station on a Monday night. Man, the sheriff show. Oh, my God, man, it's just awesome. This is Motley from Black House Sound. I am the founder. Today was a rough day, my people. I work in the school system. I would never drop no names on no children. But let's just say the little gentleman tried to stab me with a pencil 7 times. And just to see the anger on this young man, the anger. Now, I want to just keep it real. When I went to school, and I just want to throw this out there, my mother, she wouldn't have a problem with me saying this because she's a recovering addict. And so she have been recovered for a while. And so when I was growing up, I was kind of just like this student, but I wasn't trying to stab people. It was a little worse. I tried to throw the desk at you and stuff like that. And my grandmother used to tell me when I was younger, when she had custody, all the hell I was taking her through, don't worry about it. What comes around goes around. I'm looking at her as a young gentleman. I'm looking at her like, that's what she's talking about. But may God still look over her in heaven, because I know she was laughing at me today because she was right. And that little dude, he was so angry and mad, and he tried to stab me, you know. And then he told me by tomorrow I would be dead. So the reason I'm bringing all that up, that's one of the reasons we make that conscious music. Another reason I was calling, Black House Sound is working with this cat named Wealthy, and we coming up with another local movie. I don't know if people on the phone know that Black House Sound did a local movie about 4 years ago, and the movie was called Talk Now. This movie that we working on, we would like to let everybody know it will take a good 3 months for it to all be done. So it's still time for people to hopefully participate if they want to participate in the movie. What the movie is about, it's about 3 gentlemen, and they not really living right, but 2 of them end up going to the Lord, if I got it right, and one of them end up dying. One of them end up dying because they just don't, you know, they just can't get it. You know, they can't get life. Kind of like what everybody that's on the station be talking about when it comes to our black people or the white people or whoever. All right. Not to just say the white people, because some black people are just as crazy as the white. So it's some great white folks out there that will go over back for you and do the best that they can. So I can never discriminate. And honestly, my great-great-grandmother was white, so I can't really hate when it's already in me. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Black House Sound also will have a show coming up at the Botanical Garden, if I got that name right. But if I didn't, hopefully next week or the week after, I will have more accurate information on that. So if that's something that you want to be a part of, you also can do that. Also, Black House Sound is coming out with new material, new music. I done did a whole makeover when it comes to equipment. I have spent thousands of dollars on new equipment so the music sound better. So for all my haters, you're going to hate even harder, and I need you to hate so I keep buying. So once again, I need you to hate so I can keep buying. I know it sounds stupid. I know it sounds ignorant, but the truth is, if I ask people to don't hate on me, what they going to do? They going to hate anyway. So I'm just going to ask you to do what you normally do. So it's okay. It's okay. And just know that Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And if you sick of us, you need to take us out. Because if you don't, we going to keep making great Cleveland music. Just know that. Black House Sound, Black House Sound, Black House Sound. And the last caller I heard is really, really important to vote. To vote, to vote. Don't complain when laws is in action that you don't like when you had the chance to go out there and vote. I already have my ballot, and just like that caller said, on them particular dates, you need to be there to vote. I know if I had to take off on my jobs to do that, then I'm just going to have to miss out on some money that day to go ahead and vote. Because once these people is in power, it's hard as hell to get them out of power. And we all need to think about that. Other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. If you, by any means necessary, support Black House Sound, reach out to us I'm pretty sure Mr. Porter will put my phone number out there, and I'm pretty sure Mr. Porter will also put Carl's number out there, and he'll put his number out there as well. If you want to be bothered with the shows, with new songs, new production, and also that movie, get in contact with Blackout Sound. Once again, if no one said they love you or care about you today, most likely they don't. No, I'm just playing. I love you, God love you, and keep your head up. Have a great one, black people. Love you all. White people love you. Indians, aliens, whatever. Love you all. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Peace. Those numbers would be 216-699-3470 or 216-820-3222 or 216-804-7462. Sometimes you'll think you'll know what you're about to play, and all of a sudden, something will come up and throw you off track. You can look for the Malik X music. You can even look for the J.O. because it's from Suave Gotti, a nice little Johnny O tribute. But because the last phone caller said it, I'm not sending out anything to the child that he was talking about, but to the child's parents or legal guardians of that child who was trying to stab somebody with a pencil, this song goes out to the parents or the legal guardians.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Uncle Luke, 2 Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike,
Fugazi, Faraday, Tag Team, MP Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami, MP Boo,
3342, and Quake, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend.